A group of leaders representing a statewide collection of universities, leading corporations, and public sector partners announced the launch of what's called the Connecticut AI Alliance, Artificial Intelligence. And guess what? The co-founder of it is our cybersecurity expert here on Melissa in the Morning, Dr. Vahid Bezadun of the University of New Haven. I can't believe you even have the time now to come on the show, Vahid. How are you? And congratulations. This is very exciting.
Good morning, Melissa. I'm always happy to be here. Thanks for giving me the time.
Listen, you're a big deal now, Vahid. My God, I mean, I knew you were pretty great, but I'm glad you didn't forget about us little people here on WICC. First of all, let's talk about the Connecticut AI Alliance. What is it? What's the goal of it?
So Connecticut AI Alliance is a new statewide coalition of 16 universities and a number of associations, nonprofits, and industry and public sector partners dedicated to advancing AI innovation in Connecticut. The aim is to facilitate resource sharing and creating something that's greater than the sum of what each member is individually capable of in terms of AI development, education, and business development.
You know what's interesting about this, Vahid, is you and I have talked about artificial intelligence. I think when it's been around, but we really started to see an interest in this in the last couple of years and the rollout of it and people using it in schools and so on and so forth. I'm surprised that this coalition wasn't created sooner, especially because we've had lawmakers at the state and even federal level trying to figure out how to not open up Pandora's box with AI. I guess have a better control over it than we did with social media. I mean, that was a disaster. And we're still dealing with the fallout of that. But I'm surprised this coalition wasn't made sooner.
Well, this actually came out of something that happened as part of the regulation effort that Senator Maroney was leading last year. I was part of the legislative task force working on studying AI and its impact and the opportunities that it creates across the state last year. And we had a meeting with a number of stakeholders and interested parties from the industry, from academia. And what we realized in that meeting was that there's quite a bit of potential across the state. There are resources that are scattered across universities and industry partners, and there's demand, from every stakeholder across the state, from small businesses and startups all the way to more established businesses that are looking for expertise in AI. They're looking for AI talent, AI workforce, as well as access to infrastructure to enable their businesses to leverage AI. However, the issue that we immediately realized back then was that nobody across the state talks with each other. They don't know what resources exist right down the alley. This was the trigger. This was the initial spark that started the work on establishing the alliance.
That's cool. In fact, I just got a presser that came from the Department of Ed that in January, I guess, launched a pilot program setting the national standard with digital citizenship curricula. So, again, I know we've been focused on this. Is that something else that came out of Maroney's legislation? Love Senator Maroney. I know he's been so focused on this for the last few legislative sessions.
I can't speak for Senator Maroney and I don't have inside this knowledge of what you just described, but I know that Senator Maroney, along with a good number of other state legislators, have been working on establishing educational programs for everyone across the state. The Citizen AI Academy that was established back in January at Charter Oak in partnership with Google is one of the outcomes of those efforts. What Kaya aims to do is to establish similar programs and support the growth of those educational programs, not just for K-12 or universities, but also for the greater community, for lifelong learning and education.
Mm. So, again, we have Dr. Vahid Behzadun here, who is our cybersecurity expert from the University of New Haven, but also is the co-founder of this new Connecticut AI Alliance. So we understand the goals, the mission. I'm curious, do you know, Vahid, if there are other states that have created AI alliances? Like, did you guys all come together and establish sort of these connections? I mean, overwhelmingly, so many different institutions, people may not even realize, are involved with this. A lot of colleges across Connecticut, which is pretty impressive. But are there other states we modeled this off of? Are we looking to be sort of a leader in AI? Talk to us a little bit about that.
So there are a number of similar alliances established at other states. For instance, New York has the Empire AI Institute, and Massachusetts has a number of different statewide alliances, which is interesting in its own. However, each of those institutions, each of those statewide alliances seems to be more focused, more specialized in one aspect of what can come out of this than everything. For instance, Empire AI seems to be mostly focused on developing academic research and industry R&D, research and development. One of the institutions in Massachusetts is more focused on business development and supporting entrepreneurship. So we were inspired by these efforts. For instance, we immediately understood that access to the computing infrastructure seems to be an issue for everyone across the state, be it in education, be it in research, be it in business development and adoption in business. That's one of the things that the Alliance has been working on and will be working on as part of its mandate. But we aim to be a generalist organization. We want to address all four main aspects of AI and its impact on our state. Education, research, business development, and policy are our four pillars.
Well, I'm excited to see what the Connecticut AI Alliance does, and we've got, you know, we got a real connection here because we know the co-founder of it. You know, we know the guy. Dr. Vahid Behzadun, I always appreciate you and the work that you do. And I'm excited to see what the future holds with this new alliance. Thank you so much. And we'll definitely be in touch.
Thank you very much, Melissa.